This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
But, you know, as these congressional investigation, these hearings go, you've got 20 members on each side that have 5 minutes each. We have tens of thousands of pages of documents where we need to sit down and ask specific substantive questions without filibustering, without interruptions, without going 5 minutes back and forth with Jamie Raskins and Dan Goldman and little Moskowitz jumping up and down, filing motions and trying to disrupt the committee hearings.
That was MAGA Republican James Comer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, saying why he does not want to hold any more public impeachment hearings into President Biden. And we know over and over again that James Comer and the MAGA Republicans have relied on fabricated evidence. And now we are learning, folks, that a grand jury has returned an indictment charging an FBI confidential human source that was relied on by James Comer and all those MAGA Republicans as the crux, as the key, as the heart of their bogus witch hunt impeachment inquiry against President Biden. This so-called informant was a liar, a Russian oligarch who has now been arrested and charged with felony false statements and obstruction crimes by the Republican special counsel David Weiss, who also brought charges previously against Hunter Biden. So that same special counsel that's prosecuting Hunter Biden is now also, again, Republican Trump appointee, is now also prosecuting this individual by the name of Alexander Smirnoff, who was the main source of information for the MAGA Republicans in their sham impeachment inquiry into President Biden. You all remember when the MAGA Republicans were talking about the 1023 forms, the 1023. We got 1023s. Remember when they were talking about that? Here's James Comer's post. Chuck Grassley just released, referring to MAGA Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, just released the unclassified FBI FD-1023 form alleging that then Vice President Joe Biden was involved in a $5 million bribery scheme. IRS whistleblower Ziegler never received this form and under oath yesterday told GOP oversight they potentially had corroborating evidence. And then the GOP Oversight Committee put out a press release and statement back in July of 2023, the FD-1023 form alleging then Vice President Joe Biden was involved in a $5 million bribery scheme with a Burisma executive has been released by at Chuck Grassley. Y'all remember that? All false. All perjurious statements in this form by a Putin proxy who has now been arrested, who has now been indicted. Remember this statement by Marjorie Taylor Greene that she made a few months back where she called Bill Barr is a traitor. I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on any of the statements she makes there, but here she goes. Barr had the FBI FD-1023 form from the informant telling that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe while vice president from the oligarch who owned Burisma. The form is dated 6/30/2020. Barr could have prosecuted Joe Biden and stopped him from ever becoming president, essentially stopping a stolen election. Obviously, unhinged, deranged conspiracy theories by Marjorie Taylor Greene. But look, for all of the complaints and criticism of Bill Barr and his attempts to help Donald Trump actively, even Bill Barr recognized the falsity of these documents and the fact that it was coming from an influence operation to try to harm the interest of the United States of America. So this Grassley Comer hyped allegations about this informant that was made by all of the Republicans, again, as their linchpin to impeach President Biden, that they said flat out prove that Biden was guilty of bribery, all false, all fabrication. The source now under arrest when he traveled to the United States, and the FBI has arrested him. The Department of Justice is prosecuting through a Republican special counsel. Heart health and staying healthy, especially when you have family, friends, or loved ones that you want to be able to spend as much time with as possible, it's so important. February is Heart Health Month in the United States, and more than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Superbeats Heart Chews are absolutely delicious and are truly much better than any alternative supplements out there. I take my Superbeats Heart Chews each morning, and it's really helped kickstart my day. After taking my Superbeats Heart Chews, I feel like I have more energy and am ready to take on the day. Superbeats is the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended heart chew for cardiovascular health support. It's blood pressure support you can trust. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to MeidasBeats.com. We've got our own domain name, folks. It's MeidasBeats.com. Get this exclusive offer now only at MeidasBeats.com. Let me just go through with you some of the key events right here. This from the press release by the FBI. Today, a federal court unsealed a 2-count indictment returned by a federal grand jury in the Central District of California, charging Alexander Smirnoff, 43, with making a false statement in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 and creating a false and fictitious record in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 1519 for statements he made that were recorded in an official record for the Federal Bureau of Investigations known as a Form 1023. David C. White, special counsel, made the announcement on February 14, 2024. A federal grand jury returned the indictment, and Smirnoff was arrested at the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas after his arrival in the U.S. from overseas. Later today, Smirnoff will have his initial appearance at the federal courthouse in the District of Nevada at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. According to the indictment, Smirnoff was a confidential human source, CHS, with the FBI as alleged in the indictment, despite repeated admonitions that he must provide truthful information to the FBI and that he must not fabricate evidence. Smirnoff provided false derogatory information to the FBI about public official number one and business person number one, believed to be Biden and his son, the son of public official one in 2020 after public official one became a presidential candidate. That's how we know who it is. The indictment alleges that in March 2017, Smirnoff reported to an FBI agent that he had a phone call with the owner of Ukrainian industrial conglomerate Burisma Holdings Limited concerning Burisma's interest in acquiring a U.S. company and making an initial public offering on a U.S.-based stock exchange. In reporting that conversation to the FBI agent, Smirnoff also noted that business person one, public officials one's son, was a member of Burisma's board, a fact that was publicly known. The indictment alleges that Smirnoff provided no further information. 3 years later, in June 2020, the indictment alleges that Smirnoff reported for the first time 2 meetings in 2015 and or 2016. As alleged in the indictment, Smirnoff falsely claimed that during these meetings, executives associated with Burisma admitted to him that they hired business person one to, quote, protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems, and later that they had specifically paid $5 million each to public official one and business person one when public official one was still in office, so that business person one will take care of all those issues through his dad, referring to a criminal investigation being conducted by then Ukrainian prosecutor general into Burisma and to deal with the then Ukrainian prosecutor general. 3 years later, in June 2020, the indictment alleges that Smirnov reported for the first time two meetings in 2015 and 2016, as alleged in the indictment, that Smirnov falsely claimed during these meetings executives associated with Burisma admitted to him that they hired business person one to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems, and later that they had specifically paid $5 million each to public official one and business person one when public official one was still in office, so that business person one will take care of all of those issues. It goes on to allege, as alleged in the indictment, the events that Smirnov first reported to the FBI agent in June 2020 were fabrications. In truth and in fact, the defendant had contact with executives from Burisma in 2017 after the end of the administration, when public official one had no ability to influence U.S. policy, and after the Ukrainian prosecutor general had been fired in February 2016. The indictment alleges that the defendant transformed his routine and unextraordinary business contacts with Burisma in 2017 and later into bribery allegations against public official one after expressing bias against public official one and his presidential candidacy, as further alleged in the indictment. When he was interviewed by FBI agents in September 2023, Smirnov repeated some of his false claims, changed his story as to other claims, and promoted a new false narrative after he said he met with Russian officials. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison. Actual sentences for federal crimes are typically less than the maximum penalties. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after taking into account the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Just take a look briefly at this indictment as well. The informant story is impossible. He claimed in the 1023 that a Burisma official told him he bribed the Bidens around 2015, but the informant never met with a Burisma official until 2017, per Matt Gertz. Per the indictment, during an FBI interview in 2023, the informant then said that he had seen video footage of Hunter Biden entering a Kyiv hotel, and his sources say his phone calls may have been tapped by the Russians. Just one problem: Hunter Biden has never been to Ukraine. Lots of stuff like that in this indictment of Smirnov. One of the things that should be noted as well regarding Smirnov is that when there was a loan made to Truth Social from Dominica, there were links with this Smirnov, who was known to be an ally of the Russian President Vladimir Putin as well, in connection with a potential loan that was previously reported by Forbes and The Guardian. So that is all we have for him now. But again, everything, this 1023, the whole thing, the whole roadshow, the whole stunt that MAGA Republicans were putting out there, bogus, false, and a Republican special counsel now indicting the person who wrote, who was participated in, who was the source of the 1023s that they were all talking about. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together and have an excellent day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.